If you've been watching National Football League games recently, you may have noticed that more and more players seem to be wearing less and less. Where the behemoths of the NFL once seemed to be encased in pads and armor, today the look of choice is a helmet and shoulder pads and little, if any, other protection. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis wrote about this phenomenon on the front page of yesterday's Wall Street Journal, and he joins us as he does most Fridays. Stefan, what are players wearing and what aren't they wearing?
Well, they're not wearing a full complement of pads, which used to be totally normal in the NFL. No one's worn hip pads in years. Forearm pads, elbow pads, those are out. Tailbone pads are out. But the most obvious missing pads, and the ones that really got me to start asking around in the league, are the leg pads, the thigh pads, and the knee pads. You'll see a lot of players just wearing what are essentially these thin spandex tights. And instead of the full pad, some will wear nothing. Some will wear just this little thin plastic shell to cover their thighs.
Why on earth would anyone want to play NFL football without wearing pads on the legs and other body parts?
Mostly the players say is because the game has changed a lot. It's now about speed as opposed to sort of running into the line. It's a passing game, not a ground game as much as it was. So they say that anything that impedes their range of motion, their agility, feels like an impediment, even a 2-ounce knee pad or a 6-ounce thigh pad. But players also admit that this is mostly psychological. There's a perception that they're at a competitive disadvantage if, say, the wide receiver who's lining up against you as a defensive back is padless and you're wearing pads. You think that he's faster.
But the point of wearing pads is to prevent injury. So are players increasing the risk of injury by not wearing these pads?
In theory, yes, pads work. But the NFL does keep incredibly comprehensive body part by body part injury data. And it doesn't show, officials of the league say, doesn't show any apparent increases in injuries to the places where you'd think players would be getting hurt. And now, there are a couple possible reasons. One is that players don't report little injuries, a ding to the thigh or the knee, because they don't want to have to come in for more treatment at 6 a.m, which is what NFL teams make players do. And they're playing hurt most of the time anyway. Players also say that they are just stronger and more muscular, and they're less bothered by the kinds of shots that they take to the thigh or to the knee.
Another factor that you mentioned, though, in your story in the Wall Street Journal is vanity. That the players, you say, just think it looks more cool to have less padding on you.
Yeah, sleek is in, and that's a big difference from the 60s and the 70s when pads were a sign of toughness. I spoke with Gene Upshaw, who's the head of the Players Union now. He played for the Oakland Raiders, Hall of Famer, offensive lineman, mostly in the 1970s. And he said that everybody padded up. He said, I wore everything. And if you see the pictures of players from that time, arms are taped, hands have pads on them, their forearms are covered. It's just not that way anymore. And part of the reason it isn't is not only the vanity side, but it's also the way the game is played. Offensive linemen block more with their arms out in front of them rather than close to their body. There are fewer blocks around the knees and tackles at the thighs and the knees. And the NFL is perceived as being less dirty than it used to be. And part of that, people say, is that, millionaire players are aware of how short and how fragile an NFL career is. I spoke with Randy Cross, who played in the 1980s and now is an analyst on CBS, and he said the NFL is more of a brother-in-law union workplace than it used to be.
A brother-in-law union workplace.
Not as tough as it once was.
Okay, thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.